Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I shall be leaving. I shall be a good man.
Sir Elton bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our outstanding Brain Trust member and good friend, Catherine Computer, author of a number of books, including You Are a Brand, including Breakthrough Branding. And when I have the copy of her new book, I'll be able to say it without question. And so I'm going to get Catherine to say it again.
Mail it today. Sorry. It just came out 2 months ago.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
What's it called? Women Who Brand.
Women Who Brand.
And
there it is.
And this is about women who do step up to the plate and,
right,
you know, have confidence and pitch themselves for promotions and pitch themselves to venture capitalists. You know?
I wonder,
we don't have enough women who are doing that.
I wonder if anybody. So what we're doing, folks, we're talking about the. Catherine has been bringing us a report on statistics of how the representation of women in corporate boardrooms as members of corporate boards of corporate America, and also we start out with corporate Germany, and
right.
I wonder, and there's actually a mandate now in Germany, as she pointed out earlier, for having 30% of the board members to be female. We haven't gotten to that point, thank God, in America, because I don't like that kind of a mandate. And I don't think you do either, Catherine. But here's the question. I wonder if anybody took the time to do any research with those boards and say, show us the women that you've rejected. Show us the women who've been brought up and the ones you rejected, and why did you reject them? Maybe women were proposed, but they didn't have the gravitas. They didn't have the leadership capability. They didn't. They themselves didn't interview well when they were asked. Go ahead.
Well, that's what some German businessmen have said, that there aren't enough qualified women, and particularly, you know, men that are leading technology companies and things like that, said there are a dearth of women that have the background that they could add value to the board setting. But I have not seen statistics, you know, other than anecdotally, on how many women they did actually talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And Angela Merkel and her team, there's a number of German ministers who said, of course, they've heard that argument, they don't buy it. There are enough qualified women, and now men are going to find them.
What are you going to say? What do you, Catherine Computer, say to women who are? And let's don't take it to corporate America. Let's take it to a salesperson who's trying to get a deal. Let's take it to a woman who's trying to get a management job. Let's take it for a woman who's trying to get a promotion. Maybe she thinks she's qualified to be the CEO applicant of a mid-level company. What do you tell them? What do they need to do to overcome any kind of impression that as a female they can't cut it?
Well, I think one of the things they need to do, number one, is they need to show leadership and show confidence. And you can do that by, you know, pitching yourself for a promotion or a stretch assignment, pitching yourself if they're setting up a new committee to do a new product launch, you want to be part of that team, get involved in your charity at your company so that you're meeting people that are outside your little functional area.
Mm-hmm.
You need to start doing leadership things and projecting confidence and letting your boss and others know, hey, you've got ideas, you want to go places.
Yeah.
So women think it's wrong to pitch themselves, you know. We think it's not nice. You know, we're waiting to be tapped,
mm-hmm,
you know, rather than
I think there,
going
there's,
up and making the case.
There, I think that there is a... There's an almost an unspoken fear of being attributed with the B word.
Yes, yes.
That women are so scared that if they get up on their hind legs just a little bit, and,
right,
even if they don't intend to be that way, they might not do it right. In other words, you know, a man doesn't have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about that. When we get loud, our regular voices just get louder. When women get loud, their voices change.
Right, right. But, you know, the thing is, look at examples of women who've gotten to the top. You know, you look at a Marissa Meyer at,
yeah,
Yahoo, or you look at Mary Barra at General Motors, or Angela Merkel in Germany. All have different styles, but they all come across as strong leaders, you know. And so there's a lot of different ways to do it. You know, there have been a lot of profiles in Angela Merkel. You know, how did, you know, she seems so unassuming, you know, and low-key. Man, boy, she's the most powerful woman in the world,
right.
You know. So there's a lot of strength underneath that, and she built coalitions.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot being written out there about this, including your book that I encourage people to find out about. Tell us again, Catherine.
Women Who Brand, and my website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Check it out. Hey, Catherine, good job today. Thanks for bringing this report to us, and we'll talk about this some more in the future.
Okay, thanks so much,
Catherine
Jim.
Caputa, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.